WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The dream season.
This is the kind of idea that might even excite people who don't normally watch football on TV. And for football fanatics, it's like a super-duper Super Bowl. Football's 20 best teams of all time playing a series of games that end up with one team being crowned the all-time champ. Here's the deal. NFL Films went to the Exor Corporation, which uses team statistics to generate a computer football game called NFL Challenge. With the Exor database, NFL Films set up a league and a schedule for football's 20 best teams, then ran each matchup through the computer 100 times. The average results from those 100 test runs became the games you'll see on Dream Season. And that's where the other computer, the one owned by NFL Films, comes in. Thanks to a complex cross-indexing system of zillions of hours of videotape, NFL Films was able to splice together highlights from each of these Dream Season games. The series kicked off on Sunday, as two great teams from two different eras faced each other in the opening game.
Hello, everybody. I'm Merrill Reese. We have what should be a tremendous game. The 85 Bears won 18 of 19 games, while the 77 Cowboys were 15-2. Both were exceptional in all phases of the game.
Just like a regular NFL game, the Dream Season shows include interviews with coaches and players. We hear from Tom Landry, who coached the 77 Cowboys, and Mike Ditka, who's in the unusual position of playing against himself. He was head coach of the 85 Bears and was also an assistant coach with the 77 Cowboys.
It probably would have been a game that would have ended up somewhere around 24-21, maybe 28-24, something like that. It wouldn't matter to me who won it, but we'll give this one to Tom. We'll say the Cowboys would have beat us. With a Roger Staubach and the type of receivers that we had at that time, we would have gone to the air against them.
So which team wins? Let's go to the videotape.
And so the dream season has turned into a nightmare for the Cowboys.
According to our computer, in this second quarter, the Bears have held the Cowboys to minus 2 yards total offense. Woo!
But thanks to a typical Cowboys comeback, the game is up for grabs on the very last play, as Staubach sails a Hail Mary pass towards the end zone.
Hampton charges. This is it. Staubach is back. One more time.
There it goes.
He's firing deep downfield.
Want to know what happens? That's the whole point. These games are lots of fun, even though they aren't real. The next dream game is played September 17th, when the series becomes a weekly feature on ESPN. And since the Bears-Cowboys game has already been shown, we may as well finish with the finish to that particular contest. By the way, my bet for the Dream Game Super Bowl teams? The 78 Steelers versus the 72 Dolphins. See you at the game.